Here's a thought I'll title, The Size of the Print, The Size of the Paper. I remember back when I was first learning how to make enlargements. Actually, that's the technical term. I shouldn't call them prints. They were enlargements. And back then, the first thing we had to do was buy some printing paper, gel and silver printing paper. And you had to buy whatever size print you wanted to make. So we would buy a box of 5x7 or a packet of 8x10 or 11x14 paper. But we never made 5x7, 8x10, or 11x14 prints because that was the size of the paper. But the print always was a little smaller than that. I was originally taught to leave a 1/4-inch white border all the way around the edge of the image. So our 8x10 paper actually had a print that was 7.5x9.5. And the white border was actually made based on the paper holder that we used in the enlargement process. And it usually had a little 1/4-inch something around the edge to hold the paper flat. We didn't ever pay much attention to that white edge because it either got trimmed off and then the remaining print that had no border around it was dry mounted to a backer board, or we left that little bit of paper, the 1/4-inch margin all the way around, on, and we either used corner mounts or sometimes just cut our mat board so that it covered that little white border all the way around the print. And that's the way I made prints for years. But there were a number of flaws with that strategy that surfaced later on as I got more and more involved in photography, not the least of which is, where was I going to sign my name in the lower right corner? If I tried to sign my name in that little 1/4-inch white border around, that was sort of ugly and it didn't match very well with trying to mat and frame the piece of work. So some of us signed our prints on the back, which made no sense because then if we affixed them to the backer board with dry mount tissue, you lost the signature, or it required that someone turn the print over in order to see what the copyright information and perhaps our signature and title or whatever text we wanted to include. And that didn't make much sense to put it on the back either. So eventually, a lot of us, myself included, started a different sort of strategy. We bought paper that was the next size larger than the image we were going to make. So if we wanted to make a 5x7 print, we would print it on 8x10-inch paper, which would leave a much more generous margin all the way around the image. We could either then sign on the paper, or we could cover part of it with the mat board, but still see some border around whatever size we wanted to make. If we wanted to make an 8x10 print, we would print it on 11x14 paper. An 11x14 got printed on 16x20 paper. We always upsized the paper for the image that we wanted to make. And sometimes we could even cheat that a little bit. So a 5x7 print on 8x10 paper could actually be made a little bigger than 5x7 and still have a generous white border all the way around. And I think that's the way most photographers do it these days. But not everyone. Now, in the digital age, if I want to make an 11x14 print, I print it on 13x19 paper. So it's not an excessively big border, but it's big enough that I can put my signature and the title and the edition number or whatever other text data I want to have on the paper itself, I can. And I think this is a strategy that most serious photographers use today. The only obvious exception are those images that maybe they get printed on canvas and they get wrapped around a frame so that the frame actually is to the edge of the image. So there are exceptions, but for most of us, printing on the next size up and making our print a little smaller than the paper itself has become a standard procedure, and one that allows us to include provenance information on the surface of the print, including our signature, edition numbering, whatever other data we might want to include as a part of the artwork.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.